Hi, family. Welcome to my wealth space. We are with Built for the Next Generation, where we try all our possible best to achieve a financial freedom. How to have a financial breakthrough, build the wealth that give us peace in our retirement, and help us to live a comfortable and a desired life, purpose in life. Today, I'm going to talk about a specific industry. In the last video, I talked about different new industry that is oncoming, that is coming to light, that some of us might have known it, or some of them are hearing for the first time. But regardless of what we know about it or we don't, it's a great opportunity for us at this moment to really go in deep a little bit, just in depth a little bit, to know more about this new industry. Today, I'm only going to be talking about the EV, the electric vehicles, just to let us know what is the opportunity that it offers for every one of us to build that wealth, to build that generational wealth for our oncoming generation. EV is all electric vehicle. It's 100% electric vehicles, which means it's being run by the batteries. The batteries is the only power that that power the vehicles. It does not use gas or does it use any gasoline. So electric vehicle is the oncoming car, oncoming trend that most likely most of us in the next 20, 30 years that is going to be driving electric vehicle. We are going to be driving electric vehicle. I mean, that's the plan, and it's coming along the same way. The electric vehicle will be the call of the day in the next decade or two decades or whatever it might take. But for sure, it's coming and it's on its way. So I'm going to be talking about those EV, and let us see just few one or two companies that are involved in EV and how they are doing. Today, one of the companies that I want to talk about that I'm going to be focusing more, a little bit more, is Tesla. I'm sure most of us will have seen it somewhere or the other, where Tesla seems to be driving down the road or parking in the parking lot or somewhere. So Tesla is the leading company for now in the EV sector, in the EV industry in the United States. So I'm just going to try to come along with me just to see how they have come along since the launch of the company, how much it was the stock was when it first launched, and how much is the stock now, and just the journey in between where they started and where it is now. So I'm going to be showing it. Just go along with me. And if you have any comment, please put your comment. I will be able to answer your comment right there at the comment section. And again, don't forget to like this channel, like this program, share it, and subscribe to it. So in that case, any new video that is being released, you will be one of those that will first get the notification of the video. So like it, share it, and subscribe to the channel. Do this just to support the channel and also to encourage me to continue to do what I do. I just want us to achieve that apex, that peak of financial freedom, of building wealth for ourselves and also for our generation. Some of the companies that are involved in EV sector, actually, all the sectors, all the most auto company actually have their own EV sector. Most auto, Volvo, BMW, Mercedes, Hyundai, GM, Ford, all the cars, most auto industry, I mean, auto company have that. They have the EV sector. But Tesla seems to be one that is doing it 100%. I mean, it's never been an auto company before. It just started, and it started straight up on EV. And that's why I'm choosing Tesla to be the study case for this program. Now, I'm going to show this to you guys. We have other, let me just say this. We have other companies too. Lucid is one of it. Ford is another one. NIO is another one. NIO now is a Chinese company. It is very big in China. And I think they are expanding to other countries, you know, very, really fast. So NIO is another big competitor in the industry. Li Auto is another one. GMC is another, S-Punk is another one. But let's focus on Tesla for now and see how far we can go, how far we can go in details of Tesla as a company. So in Tesla was launched in 2003, was launched in 2003, and its first delivery was in 2008 was its first delivery, launched in 2003. That means the company started in 2003, but it was actually launched, delivered the car in 2008. So join me in this. I'm going to show you this. I'm going to show this to you guys, just to show how far it is that it has gone. Yeah, Tesla is one of the biggest EV company that is out there. It's leading the pack now. It's doing really, really well. You know, compared to one, they got it. They got in there early. They started early. And everybody has to play catch up with Tesla. Today, I think it went up 10.97%. It went up really, really high today. They reported their earnings today, and the earnings were good. And people see the potential, and people, you know, jump in and start buying it. So Tesla is a good company, and is leading the industry, you know, at least for now that we know, that we see. And hopefully they're going to continue that. I believe in the company that they're going to do well. Now, they, you know, I know there's a risk in every time, everything you put your money in, there's a risk. I personally believe there's a risk, there's a stupid risk, and there's a very, very foolish and dangerous risk. I put the new industry into the category of just risk. It's just risk, but it's a very, very good potential. It has a very good potential, and the risk is not that that high at all, because it's a new industry. Let's just look at how they've been performing over the years. You know, so it was actually launched in 2003. 2003 was when Tesla was launched, and they had their first delivery in 2008 was the time that they have their delivery. The first delivery was in 2008. So like all of that car, auto company too, we have Volvo. Volvo has their own EV too. BMW have their own EV. GM, Ford, most auto companies have EVs, you know, section. They have EV sector. But Tesla seems to be the first one that actually, you know, took the lead in 100% electric vehicles. They never do anything else but just electric vehicles. So if you look at it, today, 10% up, almost 11% up. Next 5 days, 24%. A month, 46%. 6 months, it actually came down. If you look at the 6 months, it came down. So it started with 309, and it went all the way down in January to 121. 112, then it's on its way back up now. With the earnings today, it kind of, you know, shoot it off for 10%. So let's just go to the since the launch of the company. It was launched Okay, so 2010, July 2010, each share stock of Tesla was $1.28. $1.28 in 2010. And it went up to from there to $21 in 2018. $21 in 2018 from $1.28 in 2010. Then it went up all the way to $407. It went up to $407.36 in November 2021, right? So imagine if you buy it at $1.28 in 2010, and now it's $407 in 2021. Even if you have spent $1,000 on it at the beginning, in 2010, $1,000, that means you'll be close to $400,000 in 2021. But it's not always work easy. It's not as always easy like that. But I'm saying the possibilities are there. It can happen. I'm not saying that's how it's going to happen, but I'm just saying it can happen. And ever since the high in 2021, it has come down. You know, it came down to low as $101, and now it's on its way back up again. So if you think it's viable, you can take a risk of it. You could take a chance. I think it's something to look into, to see how possible, how you can do that, how you can, you know, get it. You don't necessarily have to put a whole lot of money in at once. You can just easy in $10, $20, $100, whatever you can afford, gradually into it. And when the economy change, then you can rise up with the stock in the price. Because most analysts, they're still saying it is high possibility that the whole economy is going to go to a recession this year. So that's why you don't want to dive in. You don't want to go all the way in. You just want to gradually, do little by little. And when the coast are cleared, when everything seems to be normal, back to normal, then you can do whatever you want. Do more as you please it. So I'm just trying to show us this, how you can get in, how you can actually build, financial freedom, generational wealth from a new industry that are springing up, that are coming up. Just get in at the right time and just ride the wave up and see how far you're going to go. If you have the time in your hand, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 15 years, whatever time you have, like I always say, and I said it, generational wealth is not something that happens overnight. It takes time. It takes time to build up and build up and build up. So this is how it goes. Tesla, 128 at 2010, and it went up now to 160 as today, which is 2023. So that's how you build generational wealth right here, just to show us, There are other companies, EV companies that are not this high of 160. We still have, like I just showed earlier, Lucid is $9, some of the NIO is still $9, $10, somewhere around there. Ford, I think is about $11, something like that. It's not that high yet. So we can get in there and do an investment and see what we can do before everything turns around. Because obviously, everything is going to turn around. The economy is going to go back to normal, and this will be a race back up. Most of the time, let me just say this. Most of the time, now I won't say all the time, because nothing is always perfect. Nothing is always the same all the time. But most of the time, when the price of a stock, when the market goes down, is the whole market always go back up. It's always go back up. And individual stock, most of it, when they go back down, they always go back up too. Most of it. I'm not saying all of it, but the market itself will go back up. Each time it goes down, it always go back up. So if you want your risk to be minimized, there are other stocks that you can invest in that you can, kind of secure very low risk. But this right here is what I'm just showing this to show how you can build a generational wealth. Thank you for listening. And again, please like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Comment on it. Let me feel your feedback. Let me get feedback from you guys so that I will know which area to even talk more about. And if you are missing anything, leave your comment and cut my attention to it, call my attention to it, and let's see how we can rub mine. And remember, nobody knows it all, but we all seems to know it all. Thank you very much. Thank you for watching, and I see you in the next video. Bye. Become your